While sitting in front of a computer monitor, your eyes forget to blink, and as a result, they dry out. This is very common nowadays.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Christoph Niekamp und ich bin Online-Redakteur für unsere Website dasptamagazin.de. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie English for PTA beschäftigt sich mit Ophthalmika. Das ist auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe im September. Worum geht's? Eine Kundin lässt sich in der Apotheke zu Augentropfen beraten. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen so ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Webseite dasptamagazin.de/English tun. Die Webseite ist direkt unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some drops for my eyes. They've been giving me a lot of trouble lately.
In what way?
They're often dry and red, and sometimes they feel gritty, as if there's sand in them.
Do you wear contact lenses?
No, I wear glasses at work.
May I ask what kind of work you do?
I am a computer programmer.
Ah, that may be the cause of the problem. While sitting in front of a computer monitor, your eyes forget to blink, and as a result, they dry out. This is very common nowadays.
So, will eye drops help?
I think so. Lubricant eye drops, known as artificial tears, are very effective and soothing. There are a variety of different formulas available. Some need to be refrigerated, and once opened, should not be used for longer than 4 weeks. There are, however, unit dose systems and special multi-dose systems that you can use up to 6 months. In any case, I would recommend eye drops without preservatives. Are there any drugs that you take regularly, for example, for high blood pressure?
No, not as yet. Is there anything I need to know about the application?
Yes, the first thing to do is to tilt your head back and look up. Hold the vial upside down in one hand between the thumb and index finger. With the other hand, pull the lower eyelid down gently to form a pouch and then carefully squeeze one drop into it.
Is it important that it's only one drop?
It is indeed. Two or more drops would be ineffectual or even harmful, as too much of the effective substance in the drops could be resorbed. If the eye drops make contact with the skin, it can be damaged or an allergy may arise.
Oh. I didn't know that.
No, unfortunately, a lot of people don't. So once the eye drop has been instilled into each eye, close the eyes and place the index fingers against the inner corners for a minute or two. This will ensure that the medication stays where it is needed.
I hope I can remember that.
It's written on the instruction leaflet in the package.
Will there be any side effects?
Some drops can cause temporary blurred vision or may just prove ineffective. Considering your symptoms, I would recommend a preparation with hyaluronic acid and dexpanthenol. In the long run, if your problem remains, I suggest you make an appointment with an ophthalmologist who will make a clear diagnosis. Dry eye is not to be taken lightly. It's a disease that may have serious causes and serious consequences.
Thank you very much. I'll do that. In the meantime, could you show me the drops that you recommend in my case?
Yes, of course.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Vielen Dank, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.